want to get a little closer to,
yes,
to Lizzie
I do.
Here?
Yes, I do.
Wait.
Do you like being called Lizzie?
Yeah.
I like that too.
I'm called Lizzie. What does it sound like to you?
Oh, now I hear myself.
There we go.
Cool. I'm going to set my little supply over here.
Yeah, get closer.
Right next to you. So, Lizzie, tell me everything. What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius, but I don't know much about signs.
I don't either. I don't really, but I like to think that it's an icebreaker. Maybe it's only an icebreaker when you're hitting on somebody.
Well, I never ask that if I'm going to hit on someone, just because I would have, it actually probably be a good idea because I have nothing else to say after, like, cool, that's good.
How would you
hit
on somebody?
Congratulations. I would.
You probably,
I'm trying to think, well, because I just started a new relationship, so that's fun. And by new, I mean like 6 months in. And I think the way I hit on him was by asking our mutual friend, do you think he's down?
That's how I got it.
That's how I did it.
And then he was like, yeah, he's down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm down too, Elizabeth Olsen. Hey, dear listeners, our amazing guest tonight is Elizabeth Olsen. Thank you so much.
She's
for
my
favorite.
I'm sorry. You're my favorite actress right now.
Oh my
fuck
God.
You.
What a fucking dick. I thought we were friends.
No, you're amazing in your own way.
God,
I love you.
Damn it. Yeah.
Elizabeth,
scary movie
every
1, 2, 3, and 4.
But
fuck
you. Have you seen her? Have you seen her in movies?
Yes.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
This is so uncomfortable for me. But that's cool to think that people see movies I'm in, because I usually think no one does.
What's been your favorite experience filmmaking?
My favorite experience was probably a film that didn't turn out the way we all hoped it would. And there's not a good response. But the best experience was a movie called I Saw the Light. And it's a biopic about Hank Williams. And that was just like when the crew and the cast were just like one solid unit, and the crew like was as emotionally invested as the rest of the players.
Isn't that crazy when like you're part of something where everyone feels connected and you think like, this is visionary, this is going to be incredible, and then it doesn't. And I've had the opposite experience too, where it's like
Ingrid Goes West was,
where it's like, this is a mess. Yeah. And I haven't had that. I usually feel that way, and then it usually is a mess. So,
I was shocked when I saw Ingrid Goes West, because it was a disastrous experience every week. It was just,
why? What happened?
Well, we started off with trying to not have it be a SAG film. So then SAG found out, and then we had to change our entire AD department, and then we had 3 ADs total, I think, in filming that
so
movie.
So anyone that doesn't know what an AD, it means assistant director.
Assistant director. They're very important on set. They run everything and organize everything. And then we had the Santa Clarita fire, which was, we were standing in the line of fire of the Santa Clarita fire, so we had to evacuate. And then our director, during a night shoot, walked into a glass window after calling a take, and then had to go to the ER to get stitches. We had squatters on one location, so they had to have cleaners in a hazmat suit come and clean because there was human feces everywhere.
I heard that you love human feces.
I usually like laying down in human feces.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I probably talk about poop more than anyone else I know. That's true. That's a true.
Can we talk about tossing the salad then?
What's that?
Well, that's what I've been trying to figure out. Sim?
What's tossing the salad?
Don't ask me this anymore.
Come on. Okay, apparently it's when somebody, I guess, stimulates your anus with their tongue. But to me, the phrase did not meet, it doesn't match up with, like, the act.
Well, So if you're going to toss a salad, there's usually, like, tongs involved. Tongues.
Lots of ingredients.
Lots of things to mix. And with like a tongue and an anus, you have like one option. Maybe you have like two options.
No. I would totally rename it. I think Randy's Donut.
Randy's Donut. Oh, I feel bad for any asshole named Randy.
Wait, isn't there a Randy's Donut? Like a famous place called Randy's Donuts in LA?
Dude, what the fuck, man? Where the fuck are you?
I don't know. I thought you may have just made up the
of,
name.
No,
Randy.
No, of course there is.
So, okay.
Yeah. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? I've never been there. Ding dong?
I just thought it was a coincidence that you.
Yeah. Oh. I was impressed. I'm just a fucking moron.
He's such a dick. He constantly underestimates.
We've known each other.
We've known each other for 18, 17 years?
Since 2000.
Yeah. That's a strong friendship.
Yeah, in LA, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about this a lot.
Well, I grew up here, so all my friends have been like
long-term
infancy.
Friends.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, but I don't know what it's like to move to Los Angeles as a stranger. I mean, that seems really uncomfortable and odd.
It is. It's odd and exhilarating and difficult, but and amazing when you have like a friendship that has survived for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've got a few of them, and I feel really grateful for that because, you know, people we've all seen each other through a lot and like transition and just truly moving to a big city.
Yeah.
Without, you know, there is that common bond of like, let's find our community.
Are they all people that you guys usually have worked with before, or is it like friends of friends, or
kind of, you know what? Yeah, sort of both, like friends of friends, and then the people that you just somehow you have a common bond with for whatever reason, and so I feel really lucky that Sim is in my life, even though I tell him to fuck off all the time, and okay. Yeah,
if you can handle it, it's okay.
I try.
He can handle it if there's money involved.
God. It makes it a lot easier. It does.
That's the kind of dick he is.
That's good.
Yeah.
I do like money.
I mean, I do. I mean, I think we all need it. Everyone needs it to function.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. The more you make, the more you pay to taxes.
That's true.
The less you actually save.
Would it be annoying to you if you were with somebody who was like, I don't care at all about money? Like, it doesn't really mean anything to me.
Yeah, because that sounds reckless to me. And I'm like a very careful, following the rules kind of lady. And when people don't have like an understanding of, I don't care about money, that means when they get it, they usually spend it.
What if he was like, I inherited $200,000 because my grandma just passed, but I invested it in Bitcoin.
I would say that was one of the stupidest things you could do. Bitcoin's like what a fit, like naughty. Is that even a thing anymore? Does it exist?
Bitcoin is huge now. Apparently, like I don't even know, $2,100 is the equivalent of one. $4,000? Yeah.
Was really not doing too well like a year ago.
I think it fluctuates.
Wait, that doesn't sound safe.
But then he's like,
low risk investor.
I can buy you the best rooms you'll ever have.
Shrooms?
Yeah.
Never tried them, so I can't. I don't know. Good for
We're
bad.
Going to Burning Man, dude. Elizabeth, you're in now.
I'm so scared.
I'm tying you up.
Taking you to Burning Man.
I haven't been either, but I do feel like it's something that I need to do before I die.
I don't feel the same way about Burning Man. I'm so scared of that entire situation.
Well, we got to try it. Come on. I'll get a yurt.
I mean, I would like a yurt anywhere, just not with a bunch of people on drugs. People on drugs scare me.
Oh, no. They're very gentle, I think.
What if people have like a bad trip and then you're like, I'll always be the sober one in the group and that sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, all right.
Sober-ish with my wine.
You raise a fair point.
If I did drugs, I'd be into it. I'm just scared of drugs.
Have you ever done any drugs ever?
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it though. But when I was in high school, you tried drugs. Not many.
Sim, this is oddly like inquisitive. You don't usually like ask that kind of thing.
I mean, I've never met anyone that hasn't tried.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Sim, have
tried
you done
drugs.
Mushrooms?
No. No.
Do you have an interest in it?
I don't know. I don't want to hallucinate.
I don't either. I
have no desire to hallucinate.
Me neither. That's
do you,
cool.
Anna?
Like when I was in college, I did mushrooms 3 times and it was fucking rad.
What happens?
All I remember is laughing, like, and feeling like my body filled with joy, but not in like a totally chemical way, just like a, kind of a truly like sort of organic, like I remember sort of jumping on my dorm room bed, just being like, yeah, I got this. College Sweet. Thing.
So what is it the equivalent of? Like, what is it close to? Does it feel like anything like weed or what is it?
No, a different kind of euphoria. A different kind of euphoria. Listen to me pushing mushrooms. I don't even know.
I have friends that just like have like a bite of like a chocolate mushroom like all the time. And they're just like, oh, the colors look cool.
Give me a list of their names.
Yeah.
Before you
leave. Oh, yeah.
I'm 40.
It just looks like
I'm ready to
By
get
the way,
on that
it just
horse.
Looks like chocolate in the freezer, so you got to be careful. It's usually just like wrapped in tinfoil without a label on it. I've been around drugs. I've seen drugs.
You've seen drugs.
I've seen drugs.
Grew up in LA. Elizabeth Olsen, thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry, my fucking cord is stuck. I decided to start wearing belts.
I wear belts when I need to.
What does that mean?
Like when pants like literally don't fit, but I like the pants.
Oh, I had this sort of erotic
Not because
image
I, like, lost a lot of
like
of weight.
You like needing like to tie somebody up.
Oh,
like,
no. But I wish I were that kind of person sometimes.
Me
don't
too.
Do drugs. I don't tie people up.
Well, we'll give you time. Come back in a couple of years. Okay, so we're going to do deal breakers.
Okay.
Which means you have to imagine that you're single, mm-hmm. if you don't mind.
Yep.
Okay. He flushes his used dental floss down the toilet because he's afraid if he throws it away, someone will plant his DNA at a crime scene.
I think that's kind of charming. That's
I
not a deal breaker.
I know.
I think that's like kind of a cute neuroses.
And he flosses.
And he flosses. I don't floss.
I barely floss.
I don't like it. And especially when New York Times wrote that article that you didn't have to floss. I like brought it
Free
into
pass.
My I brought it into my dentist and he was like, I wrote a counter argument. And I was like, oh shit. And then he handed me his counter argument. I thought I was winning.
All right, I like that. You're open-minded, all right. His nickname for you is Lizzie Borden.
That would make me uncomfortable. I don't know if that would be a deal breaker necessarily. It depends if we decided to create, it stemmed from an inside joke between the two of us. I don't want to be called Lizzie Borden. I just don't want to.
Fair enough. He uses internet lingo when he speaks, like, I was hashtag embarrassed.
That would be a deal breaker. Because a lot of times when people even text me, like, some letter arrangement, I have no idea what they're saying. And I have to, like, Google what does WGLF mean or something. So if someone, if I don't know, that's not a real thing.
Oh.
I mean, it could be. But yeah, so I already feel like I don't understand people a lot. So I would like for people to use like regular language.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
And also the hashtag thing.
I still don't even understand it at all.
No.
No. Mm-mm. It's like trending topic. I don't know. Okay. All right. You pass. He pronounces croissant croissant.
Oh. And like mozzarella.
Like a baby.
Croissant.
Baby, would you like a bagel or a croissant?
I would have to love him so much and he has to be able to let me make fun of him.
What if his feelings are really hurt if you do?
Then I'd be like, you're a fucking pussy. And then that'd be like a huge deal breaker. Like, get over yourself, you narcissist.
Okay, he gets common phrases wrong, like for all intensive purposes.
oh God.
I think I would just correct it, but that reminds me of my friend was just telling me, what was it that her husband thought? Oh, shit, I wish I could remember it. And she just corrected him, and she was like, why are you so stupid? Like, why would you not know that that's not what it is?
For a long time, not that I had, like, too many scripted lines that said voila, mm-hmm. but I thought it was viola.
So did you leave it as viola? And everyone was like, that's genius. What a great comedic moment.
That's why I get, like, cast in all these dumb blonde roles, because, like, I naturally fit into. They're like, oh, yeah.
Viola, that's really funny.
Oh.
But deal breaker?
Yeah, my pride gets a little hurt. Okay, so no, not a deal breaker?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's just like be open to learning what it really is. I think also my parents both spoke in malapropisms my whole life. So it kind of has like a charming part in my soul.
That's really amazing. I love you. I want to be with you. Who is this person that you've been with? Okay, you're having a great first date. At the end, he talks about what your kids would look like.
Deal breaker.
Immediate.
Yeah.
What if you had an amazing connection? Like, you just knew that this is the guy.
I still...
And he got carried away. And he just said, hey, listen, we're going to...
Well, I feel like the only person who could get away with making that an actual, like, comfortable or funny moment would be my boyfriend, Robbie. Because he's really, like, sweet and funny and could make that actually, he could actually pull that joke
off.
So
if Robbie on the first date said that to you, what would you say?
I'd be like, you're a freak. And I'd be like, and I like it.
You're romantic.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's weird and funny. But like, if I'm just thinking of like some random dude in LA that like I'd see at the grocery store shopping at Whole Foods, I'd be like, fuck no.
But our kids are going to be so beautiful.
Oh, so that I can't handle. But like making fun of what our kids could look like, that I'm down with.
That's charming.
Yeah.
But like our kids are going to be so beautiful.
That's a creepy.
It is a creepy, like, move, isn't it?
Purebred.
Nobody's ever said that to me, but
me neither.
I imagine it'd be creepy. Well. But Elizabeth, our kids are going to be so fucking beautiful. Okay. He plays My Sharona when he has sex.
Mm-mm. No.
It's a great song.
I don't think, is that your song?
No.
I don't think that song's for me. That's kind of a deal breaker. Especially if they like lip sync it and sing it while everything's happening. I think that'd be
Sharona.
You know, it's just kind of like an intense song.
I would, I gotta say though, be sort of interesting if like, I mean, either like that's an incredible player, like somebody who has sex so frequently that they insist upon using that song, or it's somebody who it's like, or hasn't had sex for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I also haven't heard that song in a long time. So that would just mean they also have like a weird attachment to that song.
Yeah.
Is this your favorite song?
No.
Okay.
Is it anybody's
favorite? I just don't want to ever offend people.
No.
It's not for me.
What about like U2's like With or Without You? Like first time you...
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That'd be so creepy. You
know? I can't live. Yeah.
So creepy.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to go on to... should we do this fifth one? I don't know. Okay.
Which one?
I'll do it, but I have...
Oh, forget it. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you intrigued?
Yeah.
Okay. It's this one that I skipped.
Okay.
What do you think?
Wait, you have to read it.
He has a third nipple.
I mean, I don't care. Doesn't like Harry Styles have a third nipple? He seems cute.
He does.
That's all I know about Harry Styles.
I have a mole underneath my right breast that
people think is a third nipple.
I would like to think so.
That's kind of fun. Whatever. It's just a nipple. But if it looks like a proper nipple, that'd be a little creepy. But it looks like third nipples just look like moles.
Yeah. I don't know if...
Well, what if he has a fourth nipple?
I'd be curious.
What if he had like a nipple transfer? So he just like, kind of like a tattoo fetish or something. Like he just couldn't stop like getting nipples attached to him.
So how many nipples are you talking about here?
I mean, he's got plans for nine.
Nine nipples.
I think I'd be creeped out by someone who cared that much about anything on their body, like wanting to have surgeries to accumulate more nipples.
And it would probably require like a cadaver.
It would require like being cut into.
Yeah.
And having multiple surgeries.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't seem worth it. And if that person's just like into pain, then I don't think that person's for me.
Fair enough.
So it's a deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Okay. Well, no nipple additional surgery for Elizabeth Olsen. Okay. Now, here, these are called How Would You Proceeds.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You were at a swanky Hollywood event to raise money for endangered Turkish beetles.
I would not be there.
Well, let's imagine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No. Totally. Yeah.
Okay. You head to the restroom.
Yep.
While in the stall, a hand reaches under the door holding a piece of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
The voice says, "Hey, Lizzie, it's Robert Redford. Would you sign this for me while you're in there? I'm a huge fan." How would you proceed?
I'd be like, "You're not Robert Redford."
Hi, it's Anna Faris, actually.
I'd be like, "Show yourself." I don't believe you.
Hey, remember me? You came into my podcast.
I would ask to see that person's face.
Me.
And then
peek-a-boo.
Like, and then be like, "That was creepy.
Open up the door. Why'd you lock it?"
Because I want to be alone in here.
No, come on. We share everything.
No, but we don't. I just met you.
Yeah, we do. No. I just want to hear you pee.
Well, you can do that on your side.
No, it's not the same. I kind of want to watch it too.
Okay, well, I just had asparagus and I would rather not have anyone near me.
I love that smell.
You do?
Yes. In fact, the first cologne that I was thinking about making.
No.
It was going to be springtime in Ferris, and it's all about like the early blossoms of asparagus bloom. And how, because it's very unique, though, don't you think?
I think not everyone has that experience. I think it's like some people pee the asparagus smelly pee and some people don't. And I didn't eat asparagus for many years because I was so disgusted by my own vagina producing that scent.
Oh my gosh, you've been missing out.
Well, now I've been eating asparagus. I'm like, and then I'll like forget that asparagus was in something. And then I'll be sitting on the joint and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, there's asparagus in that salad. I forgot."
I think it's remarkable. But you're right, though. Apparently, some people don't have the ability to smell that particular scent. Have you heard about this?
I haven't.
Oh, God damn it. Apparently, we do all sort of emit the smell after we
use. Oh, really?
Yeah. But,
okay.
But there's like a genetic thing where only like a small percentage of the population can't actually smell that weird pheromone or whatever it is.
I would like to see if that would be linked to the people who think cilantro tastes like dirt.
Oh.
Just out of curiosity.
Who are those people?
Looking at one.
Elizabeth Olsen hates cilantro.
But I can handle it, but like it sucks because I really like Mexican food and it's kind of a staple garnish. It's also really good for removing metals out of your system, I was told once.
Oh. My mom hated cilantro until she was like 37, and then she started to love it. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen.
I hope that happens because it's really a shame when a salsa has too much cilantro in it so I can't enjoy it.
Yeah. I happen to really like cilantro.
I know, it's a good position but to be in. Like, I mean, I don't know. Now I know.
But I like a lot of dirtier flavors.
Oh. Uh-huh. So, like, you like the barnyard.
I like oysters. I like foie gras. I like liver. Mm. I like...
Do you like stanky cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Barnyardy, tasty wine?
Oh, yes.
Cool.
All of it. Yep. I eat dirt. I go out in the backyard.
I eat just dirt.
Start just digging.
Eating dirt.
Yep. Couple of worms. Okay. You are invited by Angelina Jolie to come to her home in Montecito and discuss a business opportunity.
Okay.
All right. When you arrive, you notice moving trucks and boxes everywhere. A frazzled Angelina greets you and says, "Lizzie, I am so happy you are here. I'm in desperate need of movers, and I notice how strong you are in the Avengers. Can you lend a hand and start loading boxes?" You would, right? She's frazzled. She's helpless.
I don't know.
You're going to say no?
You drove all the way up to Montecito. Or maybe she had a car pick you up.
Yeah, I don't think I'd help carry her boxes. I feel like that's a really weird power move. And I'd feel very belittled. And
this is so where we differ.
And I would be like, "Angelina, I wish you the best. It's nice to meet you face to face. You're really pretty.
Thanks.
I like your black outfits.
Thank you.
And this isn't for me.
I just need a little bit of help and a little bit of privacy. I didn't want to hire like actual movers because, you know,
how hard it is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I live on planet Earth.
I really wanted a girlfriend to be up here with me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know you, so I'm not your girlfriend. And this sounds like you need to mail order another friend. I think that's how it might go a little bit like that.
I should have invited that fucking actress, Anna Faris.
Because you would be like, whatever you want.
Oh,
queen.
Totally. I'd be like,
really?
Oh, yep, let's get got my sweat on. Just give me, slap on a little deodorant.
Like, I would like helping a friend move, but for like, I mean, this is obviously a game, but if I'm going to answer it honestly, I'd be like, fuck you.
I would be like, I think this is the most amazing story I could tell my friend.
Yeah, you know what? That is what it would be. It would be a great story to tell your friends and your kids and be like, this is crazy. Like,
do you guys remember Angelina Jolie? I helped her move once.
Like, that's a fun story.
Yeah.
They were so heavy. I think she just put bricks in them because she wanted to watch me sweat.
Yeah, the nannies didn't do shit.
Do you have to pee?
I'm okay.
Should we go right to the call?
Yeah, this is crazy. Let's normally, I always have to take a pee break.
I do too, usually. I'm a peer.
Yeah.
I pee like... definitely once an hour. I'm an aisle person if you're doing aisle or window, because I don't like stepping over someone.
But how long? Like, isn't there a point where if you're flying like a really long flight that you kind of want to rest your head?
I like do putting the lunch tray down and just like kerplunking on that. So
we're going to call Hillary first.
Is it just like a Skype call or do we look at them?
Nope, just a call.
Okay, that's safer.
All right, so Hillary's in Memphis and she's 25.
For them. Safer for them.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, Hillary, it's Sim. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Anna Faris is
here. Hi, Hillary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. And we're here with Elizabeth Olsen, who's amazing.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm an actor.
Thank you so much for...
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure she knows who you are.
Ingrid Goes West.
Yeah!
Which is in theaters right now.
It is, yeah.
And you have two movies in theaters right now.
Yeah, then.
Wind River is the other one, which I haven't seen yet, and I hear it's amazing. I can't wait to see it. So now it's expanding to like, what, 600 or 700 theaters? You guys are going to keep moving up?
Yeah, we're going to keep expanding. I don't know how many it's at right now. And then Ingrid is going to continue expanding. It's still in a few cities.
Well, both of those movies are crushing on Rotten Tomatoes. People really love the movies. They're doing really well. So please, please, please go check them out.
Yeah, and awesome.
Hillary, you're looking for advice on how to talk to your parents about dating. Tell us what's going on.
So I'm 25 and I just moved back home with my parents. I haven't lived at home since high school, and I just am trying to figure out like the best way to kind of balance being an adult and doing my own thing and dating and going out, and but also living at home. And it's just kind of like there's a weird elephant in the room of judgment that I kind of want to like get rid of and just kind of have a conversation about.
Did your parents expect you to be, this is so personal, a virgin until you got married?
No.
Oh, that's good. My parents did. I was like, sorry.
They're pretty cool, but it's just kind of like, I'll say, hey, I'm going out. I'm going over to like so-and-so's house. And then it's just, I don't know, like we both know, they're not dumb. And so there's just kind of like this like air of judgment floating around, and it's like almost I want to have like a talk, but maybe I don't. Yeah, I just don't know what to do about it.
Do they say anything that makes you think they're actually judging you though?
Well, it's just kind of like little things like, oh, you've only been out with this person like, you know, so many times, how do you do this with them or whatever, stuff like that. And it's just kind of hard to like explain myself because they're not gonna, I don't know. I just feel like they're seeing me differently. But at the same time, it's like, well, if I wasn't living here, then you would never know this.
Right. Okay. So wait, Hillary, it sounds like you are getting laid. If I'm I'm reading between the lines here. And
yeah.
And it's got to be fucking rad because you're giggling.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you want to go out and like see this dude and get laid every night. And I totally love you for that because that's exactly what you should be doing, I think. The fuck do I know? But so you're just wondering how to manage your parents with like with getting laid frequently. I like this.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, boundaries are always an important thing and like a hard thing to figure out in life, I think. And I believe that the uncomfortable, truthful conversations we have end up making situations easier, and they might not be as uncomfortable as you project them to be. So if it is about you not wanting your parents to make you feel like you're doing something wrong, I think you can say that not in a defensive way and say that not in like reaction to something, but maybe just bring it up when you're like in a good place, having a nice conversation with your parents.
You know what? It comes for like, you know, parents worried about their kids getting hurt. So,
and being safe and
yeah,
getting things from other people.
Right.
But wait, okay, wait, can we explore that? You don't have to give us too many details, but are you really into this person and
or people?
Yeah.
Other people.
Uh-huh.
One.
Okay.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would you feel comfortable like introducing this person eventually to your parents?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
So maybe that's something that happens in like a few weeks or, you know, a couple months or whenever you're comfortable, because then maybe your parents will be like, oh, okay, we get it now. We understand who she's spending time with. She's an adult. You just took the bar. Like you're doing your shit, which is amazing. Maybe that's an idea too, I guess.
Yeah.
So wait until she's more firm in her relationship before she talks to her parents?
No, I don't know. It's easy for me to say at like 40 to be like, well, just tell your parents like, dude, I'm going out. Well, I'm like, I'll see you at 6 a.m. after I got fucked. like I said, that's easy. You know, I grew up with strict parents who were always sort of worried about my well-being and if I was going to get like used by a guy or whatever. But what I eventually had to explain to them, and it took me in into my 30s, is that I'm a proud person, and that's how they raised me. and I wasn't going to let myself feel less than in any way. But that took a while. I didn't do that at your age. So I don't know if I have like the perfect solution here, but I think that I don't know, at 25, it would be a great growth experience for you to be able to attempt to be frank with your parents and still protect them a little bit. You don't have to say like you're, you know, boning up and down like all of Memphis. But I don't know. Does that help at all?
I think it's different with guys and girls. Like my dad would just say something like, well, as long as you're wearing a condom, like what else are you going to say?
Oh,
like,
God.
As long as you're safe.
That, and that's like, the most frustrating.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, I don't know how to help her. I don't.
No. But like, because I have an older brother and like, it's sad, but true that it is very different with men and women. Right. And I wish that it wasn't because we should be able to, you know, whatever, fuck whomever, just like the boys do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it, Hillary. Thank you. And not feel a ton of guilt.
It's an unfair precedent when a dad is like comfortable with their son being a strong, good son and going out and spreading his seed.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully not actually spreading it, though. And then when it's your daughter, it's so precious, and that's a frustrating experience, I think, as a daughter.
Yeah, definitely.
I wonder if you could tell them a version of that. Do you have siblings, by the way?
Yeah, I have a younger brother.
And does he get sort of a free pass on, like...
Well, he lives out of town, so he can kind of, like, do his own thing without being, like, checked up on or having, you know... It's different when we're here because I'm living at home. It's like, oh, let me know if you're coming home. Let me know what you're doing because, you know, we want to know if you're coming back because you live here. And so it's different when I lived out of town for 7 years before I moved back home. And so it was definitely different not being there. So he kind of gets it easier because he lives out of town.
And if you've been gone for they know that you've had experiences, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's just hard, I guess, being back and living at home as mm-hmm. an adult.
Yeah.
But then it's just kind of like you feel like
totally
a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. My parents are coming to visit me in a week. And I wander down to the kitchen at like 6 a.m. And my dad is like, do you want some coffee? What are we going to do today? My mom will wander in. She's like, I made you French toast. And it's like, oh, God, I'm no longer an adult. But, you know, I feel really lucky that I have loving parents. But I hear you on that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I used to lie all the time to my parents when I was in high school. And I would say, like, oh, you know, I'm going over to Stephanie's or whatever, when I was totally going over to my first boyfriend's place. It didn't feel great. So I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I can't lie.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
I
can't either.
Like,
I did the opposite. I was like, I'm going over to so-and-so's house and you're either going to know the truth or you're not. And I'm going to lie to you and I don't want to lie to you and I want you to know where I actually am. But this is how it's going to go. And I was just like a little cunt, I guess. And I was just like, I'm running the show.
Oh, my God. I love you.
It's not I don't know. I think I drove them crazy. But I understand not being able to lie. That's very by the way, it's not a great thing either.
But Hillary, it sounds like the bigger picture is that you're crushing hard. And you totally are. You're crushing hard. I love that. So I wonder if when the time is right, you tell your parents, like, this is what I'm doing. I've fallen in love and it's with this person and who knows what'll come of it. But this is where I want to spend my evenings.
And do it with confidence, right? Do it with like, you know what? I'm an adult and I'm dating this guy and I really, really love him. And I hope you're happy for me.
Because, you know, you're clearly your parents have a shit ton to be proud of with you. And you, you know, you're like, I'm so impressed that you like took the bar, whatever, you know, like doing law school, like you got your shit figured out. So I don't know, maybe don't underestimate your parents.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But wait, can we talk a tiny bit about this dude?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
How long's it been going on?
Not that long, actually. Just like a few weeks, really. But it's like really exciting and new. And all
I totally feel the grin on your face.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So wait, is there any hint of this that you would be a little bit embarrassed to introduce him to your parents because you're so driven?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
So Anna, give her some final advice here. What do you think she should do?
I guess I think you need to spend time with somebody that you're in love with because life is fucking short. So I think you need to tell your parents that if you want to spend the night with somebody that you're in love with or you're crushing on, then I think that's exactly what you should do. And it's a tough conversation. But I think that, you know, you can remind them, like, Mom, Dad, you remember. Come on. 25.
Yeah.
You guys know you wanted to be fucking all the time.
Yeah. Is there a difference? If she was 18, would your advice be different?
Oh, yeah.
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 But Hillary has a lot going on. It'll be a little tough, but I think your parents will appreciate, you know, your honesty and your openness. And,
yeah, that's true.
But these are the things that we sort of, this is how we grow, I guess. And listen, I say this as a totally unqualified person who it's been recently that I've been able to, I've had the confidence to like be pretty open with my parents because they were really strict. And they expected me to be a virgin until I was married. So when that wasn't the case, but now we're closer than ever. And I feel like I can talk to them about all different kinds of things, but it definitely is like chipping away at that, at the sort of
daughter idealism,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Hillary, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
And next time, Hillary, you got to tell us about this dude more. I feel like that was the real question.
Well, you know, I can't believe that you picked up on it.
Dude,
just by listening to her voice.
Him? Yeah.
You knew right away. Both of you did. I wouldn't have picked up on it like that.
I don't think I knew.
Oh.
I thought I was thinking that there were like a lot multiple experiences.
Hillary can't stop giggling.
Yeah, well, I couldn't tell. You picked it up. You know, you didn't. Amazing.
I get that.
You're perceptive. You're very perceptive.
Like, that is crushing hard. I love it.
All right, thank you, Hillary.
Bye. I love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
We have one more call. Do you want to take a quick pee break or no?
I'm okay. If you're
okay. I'm good too.
All right. I'll hold it too.
Oh, you have to go. Sim, do you have to pee?
Nope.
Sim has to pee. Do you want to know something about Sim?
Hmm.
We've been on a couple of like group vacations together.
Fun.
It is fun, but he cannot go to the bathroom in front of anybody. So he would like drive to a gas station so he could go number two because he didn't want to go in front of the group.
Well, who wants to shit in front of a group of people?
That's what we do on our group vacation.
No. Not on this. I can't poop on the side of a road. Gotta go to a gas station.
Thank you, Anna.
No. No, he would leave like the rental house. Where he had like
my
his own bathroom.
Like that too. Sorry, Trent. My brother's like
just
that
too. Many
too.
People in the house. I can't relax.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like
for you.
There
that's
was privacy
for your body. Yeah, I thought you meant like a group of people being around.
No, yeah, no. Just
you
like,
know what? That's why everyone needs to have fans in their bathroom so people can feel confident with the noise, so that people can just do their thing. I'm remodeling a house and they're asking about the fans, and I was like, I want them loud. And I want everyone to feel confident when they're doing their business.
I love that.
All right. So we have one last call here. We're going to call Liz. Liz is in New Jersey, actually, and she is 28. Do you have the sheet?
I do.
Hello.
Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. It's Anna and Sim. Sorry, I cut him off.
It's okay. We'll introduce our guest, Anna.
Elizabeth Olsen is here, and she's amazing. Hi.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hey. How are you doing? Thanks for being a part of our crazy ass podcast.
I love your podcast, so I'm happy to do it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Good. Is it totally humid there in New Jersey? Did you also, did the eclipse happen over there? No, it didn't travel that way.
I missed the eclipse, but I got to see lots of people standing out in the street trying to watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
That's sort of amusing as well.
I didn't see it.
Sims.
It was actually more fun.
So Liz, your boyfriend kept something from you. Tell us a story.
He did. So my boyfriend is pretty amazing most of the time. but he dropped a bit of a bombshell on me this past couple of weeks. We've always been really open about our past relationships and experiences and what we've learned from them. And he decided to tell me that his girlfriend before me of a few months was actually a coworker that I had met several times. I had always commented that she seemed really cold towards me, and I wasn't sure why. And now I know.
How did that come up? How did he explain that to you? Or are you just like, why is this girl always rude to me?
So I had actually mentioned that every time that I met her, that she was just kind of not super friendly. And we had gone out to a romantic dinner after he got back from a training event for his job. And we were talking about an upcoming vacation and, just laughing about how awful some of our past relationships had been. And he was like, actually, well... my last girlfriend was so-and-so. And I started laughing because I thought he was kidding. And he was like, I'm not joking.
It's probably been eating away at him for a long time that he was lying to you or holding it back.
Yeah.
From you.
Yeah. So we've been together since February. And they broke up before Thanksgiving last year, but they were together for a few months. We clicked right away. I mean, on our first date, we were making plans for months in advance. So I think he just didn't want it to be really awkward knowing that I would interact with her sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
They worked together really closely.
Yeah. And he has to go see her every day.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't work with him anymore. She has changed jobs.
Oh, good. We're winning.
He told me this. Yeah. So he told me this after she had changed positions. But I was honestly so mad that he had held it from me and that I had been in such embarrassing situations where she was just nasty and had mentioned that she was kind of that way. And he never said anything. He was just like, oh, that's just how she is. At this point, I'm like, is this a red flag or am I overreacting? Because I would never distrust him, and I appreciate his honesty, but I don't understand the hiding it.
Did you was he at all a little bit apologetic about I'm sorry I didn't tell you earlier? That kind of
conversation? He was very apologetic, and he did not think I would react so negatively because we have been so open. So he was very confused by my response, which was rage.
Yeah.
Pure rage.
Well, yeah, cause I get that. That's a big thing. That's a big thing to not have the I guess on one hand you could look at it as he really loves you. So he wanted to,
he miscalculated it completely.
Yeah.
Completely miscalculated it.
Yeah. That's a little bit of immaturity.
He should have said something right off the bat and said, hey, look, I just want you to know that I had this thing with her.
It's over.
I adore you. I think you're amazing. Just want you to know. He should have done that right off the bat and that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But maybe
but now that he hasn't done that, how does he, how like what?
I mean, I don't think it's a red flag for your entire, for like what, you know, your trust in him and your relationship. I think it's the beginning of an opportunity of starting a new version of a conversation of like, okay, well, this really hurt my feelings because for you to not let me know that ahead of time or when it was happening initially made me feel like you were withholding something from me and that doesn't feel good. I don't know. Hopefully it can you can end up being closer by having the conversation about honesty and how important it is to you and how much you care about each other and you don't want it to get in the way and you just like to be informed in the next time something like this happens.
Yeah, if he's going to introduce me to any more of his ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, it's a good thing to be like, hey, we...
There should be a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This can be sort of like a choice a little bit on your end. If you want to... like, I would suggest having a really candid discussion with him, like Elizabeth suggested, and then making the choice to let it go if you can, you know, because this was a fuck up, but it can be a fuck up like with whatever degree you sort of choose. Do you know what I mean? Depending on how much you love him
and how
much he makes you feel loved. So I don't know. I would definitely talk to him about it because you don't want to enter into like the next 2 years or 3 years if you love this dude, like thinking about this and this haunting you in any way. And he'll learn from this a bit if you're candid and confident with it. Because that would bother me.
Will the stinging ever go away? Like, will it always hurt a little bit?
No, it won't. As long as like Liz feels safe and the relationship is like is really confident and open, no, it won't. It'll totally go away. But I do think that if there's continues to be sort of minor deception or like feelings of kind of like, are you telling me everything? Or if this woman like sort of weirdly keeps coming up in their lives, he's gonna have to do a little work to make her feel sorry. I don't mean to talk about you like you're not here, but a little bit of work to make you feel safe and to make you feel like that was something that was temporary. And I'm sorry that she made you feel uncomfortable, and I'm sorry that I wasn't open with you. And I think you can tell him that, like, this is what I need. I need you to apologize for these things, and I don't, you know, and then let's move past it. The other odd element is that she seems like she's a little bit aggressive or angry.
Yeah. She was very much like not a girl's girl kind of girl, which made it kind of hard because I'm like fun and friendly. And I was always kind of like, I'm trying really hard here. And she's really shutting me out.
So let me ask you, I have a question about that for all three of you.
Mm-hmm.
So she's shutting her out because does she still like the guy?
Probably.
Or is she just,
yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
That's
yeah.
She got
rejected. Okay. And now there's, yeah. And now Liz
yeah.
is like,
so
yeah,
Liz is
he
getting
definitely,
punished.
He definitely, was the one who did the breaking up, which did not help the situation. And it's all like very new information to me. So I'm still like cycling through like the levels of emotion.
I bet.
You are like looking at
timelines. Wait a second, that was her. Yeah, exactly. Like, sometimes something will come up in conversation. And I was like, wait a second. That was that girl.
Well, listen, you're not crazy at all. And you have every right to feel like angry about this. I think there is the way of looking at it is like, your boyfriend really loves you and he was terrified to like reveal this information to you. And I know that's I'm not trying to excuse him at all because I would be pissed too. But I think that, and he also feels like if this woman is a little, a little erratic or, you know, a little emotional about the whole thing. That's like, he probably felt like I have to double down on my secrets. But I would, I don't know. It's easier to say this at like age 40, to be like, to be open in communication, but that's what I would recommend and tell him all these things and hopefully he can explain some things to you and maybe you guys can avoid her or, you know.
Well, I'm glad they're not working together. That's a good thing.
She's very, very much gone. She took a job in the Midwest and we're, you know, out here. So the odds of us ever running into her are super small.
So you'll just feel better over time then, right? You'll
just time.
Yeah. It's just time. Yeah.
And no other weird things that come up.
Yeah.
But it is just time.
But I would definitely recommend being open and telling him like this. You would understand, like, my anger comes from hurt. Like that I feel like there was this big thing that you didn't tell me and I need to talk to you about it for a little bit. And then if you love him and he loves you, then I would do your best to just let it sort of wash away.
Liz, are you okay with this advice?
Yeah, I think it's very, very good advice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know I'm so fucking unqualified.
Oh, it was really great talking to you, Liz.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Hey.
That sucks.
I know. Ugh. But yeah, that's happened to like the best of us.
Happens to everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's always an argument. Yeah. Just a shitty one.
Yeah. Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Elizabeth. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on the show. This was really fun.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I really like the call situation.
It's fun, right? It's
really
pretty
fun.
Amazing. You know what? Like Sim and I talk about this, that one of the great things about like why we started the podcast is because we really wanted to talk to people that didn't have like a celebrity angle around it.
Yeah.
Because I don't get to talk to too many, and I'm sure it's the same.
Well, yeah, you're like, also when you're doing press or movie, you're talking to journalists the whole time, and you're like, how are they going to write me in a story? And what are they going to do to twist my words? How are they going to say I come across? And it doesn't feel great. So just having like a conversation where you get to speak for yourself, I'm sure feels awesome.
Oh, yeah. And I get to talk to people about things that are not all about me, even though I tend to make them about me.
But it's almost impossible to give advice when it's not coming from some sort of experience of yours.
Yeah. But anyway, so thank you, though.
Wind River, thanks for having me. Ingrid Goes West, both of them are in theaters right now.
They're still out in theaters, and hopefully they will continue to be out in theaters if you go see them.
Thank you so much, Lizzie.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks, guys.
Lizzie Borden.